trying to find an image that's not necessarily that's open, but that will have kind of almost a mental impact on the viewer. That's something that you think about this notion of iconicity, or is it going too far?
Well, no, I mean, there is a sort of, usually picture that stays are the one that manage to become kind of an icon, you know. So there is, of course, the will, at least, to create something that can stay because of the strength, because maybe, you know, if you manage to create a picture that can stand alone, and in one picture you can read many layers of meanings related to the concept you are trying to foster, then it's a winning image. While you're shooting it, I don't know, I mean, I think that is different from every artist, every photographer, probably. It really depends on what you are doing also. Now, sometimes you have time to think about even the construction of the image itself, sometimes you don't have time. But you can catch maybe some other kind of, for instance, in this case, that this is a very simple action he was doing, just showing to the journalist the teeth of the dog. And he was explaining that from there you can understand the age and blah, blah, blah. So it was very like, the dog was such a lovely dog. But then in that moment I saw this and I was like, wow, I'll catch it. And I know that this can be seen the opposite way that actually, I mean, the scene is completely different. So, you know, you play a little bit with this, and then at some point, I mean, in this case, not very much, but in other case, you should really think about maybe some ethics problem, or, you know, that there is a lot of debate around this kind of use of the image. So, and we are finding out now that many of the iconic images of this photography actually are staged, no? So, you know, it's like, for me it's not necessarily bad, but there are many positions about it.